Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Hello, everybody, and our apologies for last night. Don't know what happened. It appears that the blog website went down, and we couldn't get the rerun up there. We wanted to do a rerun. Took a night off, President's Day and night. And just didn't go, you know. Now, I want people to understand that we are not being dealt with fairly on this system, all right? Nobody sent me an email. I get email by voice. Nobody gave me a voice message. And I know they have them because they've done them in the past. See? The problem is that they don't have somebody on top of these things who are aware of all their broadcasters. You know, we pay for this service. Anybody out there who has an idea for a better service, we'd be happy to talk to you. Because we're not very happy with blog. All right, Inner Sight, and we would love to work with them, by the way, to improve the service. But we never get any correspondence from them to that effect. I have nothing against working with them. I'm even willing to increase our fee. But, you know, for the proper help. And that would have to include a real good engineer. Anyway, we're here tonight, open mic, and we'll call this a combination of open mic and Mad and Glad. If you want to call in, I believe the number is available, 213-816-1650. And you know, one of the things that really makes me mad is that all of us who are disabled, elderly, put the elderly in there, and the disadvantaged, have to pay taxes, you know. And one of the most horrible things is to have to pay taxes and keep people incarcerated who are child abusers and offenders and, you know, sexually and so on and so forth. That is horrible. Bad enough we have to pay to house people like that in the institution. But it's even worse when you're disabled and you have to pay because you're not getting the same basic things that the average taxpayer is getting. You don't get your, you know, they say you get what you pay for. That's a bunch of crap. Not when you're disabled, you don't. You know? Walk into a store, you can't read the damn labels. Outside in the streets, most of the traffic lights are not accessible. And we got a lot of crazy drivers around here. And yet, our tax money has to go to pay these horrible criminals who would hurt a child. One of these politicians ought to do something about that, you know. So that's a definite mad. How do you turn all these mads into glads? That's the hard part. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and yeah, I keep hearing on the news about all these companies. Now, I think it was American Airlines is charging a fee, like I think it's $35 or $40 for people to bring their luggage into the airport or something. I caught it on the business news. And many of the airlines have spent billions of dollars to renovate the lounges and all that, you know. But yet, a disabled person in a wheelchair cannot get on a plane and access the restroom. I don't understand how the hell the government allows them to get away with this, because there's supposed to be an Americans Disability Act. Plies in this country. So all the planes that take off or land in this country should be applicable to that law. And yet, they're not. They're getting away with it. I mean, a person pays for a ticket to fly, and they can't even use the bathroom? That's disgusting. That's horrible. First of all, if they want to begin to remedy that situation, all people in wheelchairs or need devices who cannot get into the restroom should not be charged to fly. They should be given every courtesy, first class or whatever, and not charged. They don't have the same privileges that somebody else has. The government should immediately pass an executive order like that. You must not charge people who you are not servicing. You know, taking somebody out of their wheelchair and putting them into another wheelchair and dragging them in there and putting a curtain around them or whatever the hell they do, that is not dignity. That is not servicing somebody equally who paid for a ticket. Well, that's the inner sight way. I mean, all these things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, you know. And then, of course, the other thing that goes along with that, if you're flying to a country and you're blind, you have a guide dog or a service dog, where they're going to interfere with your dog, and there are still countries that do that, the UN doesn't do a damn thing to protect you. They're not protecting people. Where the hell are they? A person has a service dog for a reason, a purpose, to keep them safe and out of danger. And yet the United Nations will let a country take that away. They're supposed to be United Nations troops or something, you know, they're made up of different nations that come in and help people. Well, where the hell are they when you go to Australia and they want to kill your dog if you don't surrender it? Where's the United Nations in that situation? And all the other countries? You know, we fought England and we won. And Hawaii, that's right here in this country. So we are not protected, even though we got to pay the damn taxes like everybody else. We've said it, and I'll say it again. People should not have to pay for anything if they're not being treated equal. If you can't read it, you should not have to pay for it. If you can't access it, you shouldn't have to pay for it. That should be the law. Then you'd see how fast something would be done about it. You know, even to the point where many of these companies who are profit-making could start a non-profit organization and raise the money to correct these situations. See, that's what would happen if there was a law like that. If people were all the 42 million disabled were getting things free if they couldn't access it, you'd see how fast these companies would think of something, wouldn't they? See? But there's nothing to make them think of something, because they get away with it, and they know it. You know, it's like the guy who said to some years back when a hotel out here in the Hamptons, a fancy so-called fancy place, didn't want disabled people in there. And the owner said, go ahead, take me to court. I believe I can win. I don't have to let disabled people in my place, you know. Because he knew that the law is too damn easy. I bet she wouldn't have said that if his ass would land in jail. You know, and now he has a criminal record and all that. And he was on trial and could be convicted. I bet he would have had a different attitude then. That's what you need in this country. Stop doing us favors. We don't need people doing us favors. We need strict enforcement and funding behind the law that's supposed to protect you. Every law that protects people, except the Americans with Disabilities Act, has money behind it. Where do you think the cops get paid? You know? We don't have any money behind the ADA. It's supposed to be a federal law. How come the FBI is not enforcing it? I tell you, man, they really sold us out. Open mic, Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And, of course, that immediately reminds me of Milton the guide dog, who was killed at the guide dog school. Now look at that one. Tom and Michelle have a business. They pay taxes on the Shelby's Kitchen. You know, their business. They got the sales tax and all every other kind of thing on the tax. How come Michelle's not protected with that tax money? Where is she protected? They killed her dog and they won't give her another one. And they're tax-paying citizens. That doesn't happen to the average person. The average person is protected if somebody interferes with their way of life, their visual feel, or whatever way you want to say it, their safety. They're protected because the friggin' tax money goes to protect them. Where's Michelle protected? She pays taxes. You see, nobody looks at these things. Nobody talks about these things. Nobody wants to know about these things. But it's damn ass true. The tax money that is paid by the millions of us who are disabled does not go to protect Michelle Krupa, whose guide dog was killed at the guide dog school, and they won't even replace it. To me, that is a horrible, horrible crime and living under a dictatorship. That's what that is. That's a dictatorship. All right, Inner Sight, if you want to do a day for Milton, create awareness, we thank you for that. We're looking to do it in another state if possible. We'll do it anywhere. We honored Milton last May. Town of Brookhaven gave a proclamation, and with a great event. So anybody who'd like to do that, give Inner Sight a call, 631-224-3090, or send an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. All right, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, thank you so much for your support of Inner Sight. Looking forward to being with the members of Silo at the news conference coming up next month. We had to move it. It was supposed to be next week, but we had, because of obligations by Silo, some kind of hearings that they had to be involved in, we had to move it. So it just gives us more time to build it up. So we'll let you know as to the date and the time and so on and so forth. The nursing home news conference and the quote, the director of SILO, Jose Delgado, we're really going to come down hard on those nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. We'll tell you why at the news conference. Well, we've been telling you why every week, you know, but it'll be more in person if we can get the media involved, all right? All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And let's see, we're brought to you by Insight, the third eye, Insight, where you can learn how to protect yourself and have some fun and stay in shape. Call Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. 445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Thank you so much to Suffolk Bus Corp, Islip Cleaners, Kennedy Realty, one of our donors in Islip. If you need to know any mortgage information or buying a house, selling a house, 631-888-1186. Let me jump back to SILO. Their number, 631-880-7929. They're opening up a new psychiatric branch in April, and I'm told that they're trying to deal with people who are not pushing drugs. So that's a good sign, and you know, of course, we'll find out more. We've been invited to the ribbon cutting ceremony. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, we heard and talking about what we did a few minutes ago. How the UN doesn't protect people in other countries who are disabled. Australia is one of the worst now.
Oh, yeah.
Supposed to be such a brilliant country, such a you know, such a great place to visit and all that. I think it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That they take away a blind person's door and lock it up, what is it, 30 days, I believe it is. So I left a message, had to be a couple of years ago maybe, with the UN on that. Never heard back from them. They have a human rights division over there. Now, why doesn't that human rights division apply to people traveling to other countries who have service dogs? They won't do a damn thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Inner Sight urges the agencies to do more. You know, if you can't do it, help us raise the damn money and we'll do it.
That's right.
But we are determined to break through on this horrible, horrible thing that's going on in Australia. And I want to thank my buddy down there, the DJ, who talks about Inner Sight on the radio. What's that guy's name? You know his name?
Yeah, it's first of all Shakedown Radio, and his name is Craig.
Shakedown Radio, Craig. All right, thank you, Craig, for remembering Inner Sight.
Yeah, which is awesome.
All right, let's see, what else we got? Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, Going Extra Mile, for a child, inner sight reminds you, and we greatly appreciate you keeping that in mind. All right, this is a combination open mic and Matt are glad. We were off the air last night, so we once again apologize for that. 820 New York, open mic, inner sight. Anybody out there who has a subject they want to talk about, or if you're mad or glad about something, 213-816-1650 is the number here. And we are moving forward in getting people to hear what's going on and how we have to deal with a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Now, the other day, we had a snowstorm out here, and it froze up, and the sidewalks were not cleared, all iced up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yours truly had to walk on the highway, right on the shoulder of the highway.
Crazy.
With my guide dog. Because the towns refused to pass an ordinance, you know, that when they do the streets, you're right there, right alongside of it, to the damn sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do it. You know, they'll worry about offending the so-called homeowner. Well, most of those people don't own those homes. The bank owns the home. They don't even own the damn place. If they did, they wouldn't have to pay it every month. See, this whole damn world is so backwards in so many different ways. So we want a law passed in every county that the municipalities plows when they go by to do the roads, and the, if you walk on the road during after a storm, you will notice that the roads are perfectly clear.
Yes.
Because they put down stuff. You know,
yeah.
To melt it. But the damn sidewalks are a nightmare.
Right.
People who got to walk. People who got to roll with the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pay taxes for those damn trucks. We're paying for something that we're not getting.
That's true.
The cars are getting it. The trucks are getting it. And, you know, I'm glad that the fire department and the police department can get through. Don't get me wrong, but what about us?
What?
You got to walk.
You
know, we're getting horrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I did take a spill.
Oh, no.
The other day. Took a spill on a big chunk of snow. Fortunately, it was nice and soft, and it was my fault. Well, I missed my dog's cue. Another example. You know, that stuff was cleared away, put down sand. I probably wouldn't have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight, yeah. And where the hell are the agencies in all this? Why don't they establish a fund in their own community to send out a truck or a couple of trucks, a plow, to do these sidewalks and then get the town to bill people if necessary. That's what they should do. And if a person is disabled, they shouldn't build them. They ought to just raise the money to pay for it themselves. But the agency pay for it. They don't do enough for us anyway. What the hell do they do for us? Sit around and push paper and collect money. That's all they do.
That's all they do.
They're not helping us.
No.
Trying to help a woman now in Utah. Contacted Intersight. They want to take away her Medicaid, her benefits, and they sent her a letter. She's blind. They sent her a letter. She can't even read. So they want to send her they wanted to read it to her. They said, no, I don't want anybody reading me my stuff. It's personal stuff, you know. So I told her, I said, I got her a fair hearing coming up next month. I told her, I said, call in and tell them she doesn't read Braille and she can't read print. She's blind. Call and tell them they got to send you a disc plus something to play it on. She doesn't have any equipment like that. I said, they got to provide that for you. That's an alternative. It's in the law. I just won my case with that law. Took me over 10 years, and I'm not getting a fraction of the money I should be getting. But you see, the government is protected in these issues. But we're not. In my case, they'll only go back 3 years. And I've been fighting over 10 years. You see how the government is protected? What the hell with us? They don't care about us. We're not protected. And as I said a few minutes ago, the most horrible thing is my dear friend Michelle, if they killed her guide dog Milton, is a taxpayer. Where is she protected?
Nowhere.
No damn protection. They killed her dog and she's not protected. If somebody hurt somebody's eyes, you'd see how fast they'd be protected. They pay taxes, don't they?
Yep.
And that money, part of that money goes to protect them. Not when you're blind and they kill your guide dog, you're not.
That's true.
What a horrible situation that we have to deal with. I'm waiting until after the nursing home news conference. I'm going to contact the gentleman who gave Milton the proclamation, and I'm going to sit down with him, and I'm going to see if he will help us to boot this damn organization out of Suffolk County if they don't get licensed and regulated, because they don't belong here. Who the hell wants to live in a county where they murdered a guide dog? Not me.
Not me.
I don't want to live here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible thing they did.
Yes.
And getting away with it.
Yes.
All right, Intersight, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and express yourself, keep it clean. Anybody on the line?
Just us right now.
All right. Well, we may get Louie calling in.
Yeah.
If he remembers. All right. Open mic. Let's see. Tomorrow night is the nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme will be tomorrow night that the workers should be doing a lot more to help the residents, and we'll explain what we mean by that tomorrow night. It's not your traditional meaning that we're thinking of. It's a lot different, and you'll discover that tomorrow night if you listen to Intersight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Thursday night, I don't know, we'll have a subject Thursday night. Come up with one. Friday's the funnies. That's the whole week. It's going to be a short week.
Yeah.
Intersight. And, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. The food is free. And tell Gary you heard it right here on the show, Inner Sight. Now, if you need a civil rights lawyer, we got a good one for you. James Bahamundi, disabled attorney, 516-783-9662. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Bahamundi has handled two cases for me and came out with settlements on both of them. All right. One of them he did for free.
Oh, no.
He's a good guy. He's a great guy. He's a very brilliant attorney, and he has a very, I notice, he's an expert in writing letters. His letters are very effective.
Mm-hmm.
James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. He's an American Disability Act lawyer. He knows all about that. So if you have any situations you think you might be violated or you don't know for sure, give Jim a call, 516-783-9662. Thank you, Jim. And we'll get him back on the show one of these days. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody want to sound off or just talk? You don't have to have a subject, or you don't have to be mad or glad. Just tell us what's on your mind, you know. All right. Yeah, so the presidential race, of course, that we're going to have to deal with. What did I hear in the news? Oh, somebody said that Biden is losing his memory. Well, I don't know. I don't know how true that is. I mean, anybody can, you know, people say things and then they pick it up and they blow it up. And then months later, they realize it wasn't true or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I know that they've said that Mr. Trump was in trouble with the law. Now I heard the other day somebody said, I forget who it was, somebody said that the whole thing is untrue.
Right.
You know, that, or that the Democrats did rig the election. See, the thing is, we don't know these people on a certain level. You know, how can you really tell what's going on? I mean, and, you know, they put out a news release, or they have the money to invade the internet and the YouTube and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you really don't know. Because you're not there, and you don't know these people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know for a fact, in other words. So it's very hard. So that's why we came up with an idea that if these politicians want to do something to help, let them demonstrate that now. See? At least that way, you'll get something out of it, you know. If nothing else, if they would stand up with us to the news media, let's take the nursing home news conference, right? If a couple of these politicians were to attend that and say, "Hey, this is a great idea. We've heard for years how people are abused in these nursing homes and how they take everybody's money and the food is horrible." See? Even if they lost, they were there. They put the word out. You see how that helped?
That's right. Yeah.
That's how to tell if somebody is for real and they're really going to do something. You know, are they there for you, for the millions of disabled? Will they express what's going on? I mean, they have so many people who have died in these nursing homes, and so many relatives, so many loved ones who can attest to that. See? So there you know that these
right.
things are true, because you're a part of it. You know, you see it every day, you hear it every day, the stories come back to you. You witness it in some cases, so you know it's true. It's not like the politicians who are behind closed doors, and then you know they go to the media, and then later they call up each other and say, "Hey, come on, I got a couple of girls waiting. Want to go to dinner? Come on." You know, that's what happens behind the scenes. The people, most of these people, I would say that most of these people who are opposing each other, who speak against each other, are friends. They don't give a damn. They got so much damn money that they don't care. They just put up a good front or whatever. All right, 213-816-1650. Inner sight tells it like it is.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to be on the show, or drop us a line or call the Inner Sight hotline. Leave your phone number, 631-224-3090. And we'll call you back and get some info and hook up an interview if that's what you want. All right. I want to invite people to, maybe you heard Sweet Pepper Treat on this show, and we're hoping she's going to come back. But I want to invite people. She has a chat room every night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. It would be 10 o'clock Western.
Right.
And 7 o'clock or California, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to join Sweet Pepper, it's a clean room, no profanity in it. All right. I'll give you the number, 712-5949, and it's room 64.
Oh, yeah.
Follow the prompt. Go to room 64. Once again, that's 712-5949, room 64, Peppa's room. She's the moderator, and if you'd like to check it out, I told her I'd mention it on the show.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, don't forget, you want to be a part of the nursing home news conference. Give us your name and number, and we're going to try to get a few people who have lost loved ones to either be there in person or be there on video somehow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work all that out, because we've got to, as Joe Delgado said, we got to come down hard on these nurses. All right. It's going to be for the middle of March. We haven't set the date yet. We'll get it. So call the Inner Sight hotline. Give us your name and number, and we'll get back to you on it. Inner Sight. Open mic. And Mad or Glad Monday. All right. You got any mad or glad?
I got a mad. remember when I was fixing out all those papers to go on this program? Well, she had found me a wheelchair, but all this, she wouldn't give me anything because I had, you know, more things than she wanted to. And then she said, I got to go, and hang up the phone. That wasn't nice, wasn't helpful, you know. And they knew my wheelchair is broken. Why didn't they just give, the woman was donating it, you know, freely because her family member had passed away. So I could really use a wheelchair, you know.
Now, when you say you had more things than they wanted you to have, what kind of
That's,
thing? What do you got?
No, they told me that basically because I had a lot of stuff, they weren't going to accept me in the apartment complex. But they ended up doing that. It's like backwards, you know. It bothers me that they just, you know, were able to do that and not.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. Explain, what are you talking about, a lot of stuff? What does that mean?
I'm talking about things that I need and I'm not getting, period.
Yeah, but you said that they said that you had it.
Right, but it's broken now, both wheelchairs.
So you're talking basically about your wheelchair.
Right, yes.
Oh, but you said a lot of other things that you
yeah,
had.
Yeah, just be patient with my craziness.
the reason they wouldn't help you.
That's right. That gets me mad.
So it's basically the wheelchair. So you did all this stuff, and they had a... And it wasn't a new wheelchair, right? It was a used one.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, let me explain why they didn't give you the wheelchair.
Right.
You know, because they have to follow a certain guideline that the government dictates to them. See? They have to give the wheelchair to somebody who meets the criteria. Otherwise, they don't get the $5,000 from the government.
Right.
You understand that?
Yeah, I do. It's crazy.
It's all a game.
Yeah, it is a game. It really
it's
is.
It's all a damn game.
Right.
You know?
I found out
a lot of this when Joe Delgado, the beautiful guy he is, admitted to me, we can't keep people out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
You witnessed what he was talking about.
Yes, I did.
There it is.
Yep.
So in other words, the money is wasted on these programs.
That's right.
But you see,
the other thing here, okay.
There it is again. People pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who's denied these programs to keep out of a nursing home is a taxpayer. I don't
That's
give a
right.
damn if you work or not. When you go into a store, you got to pay taxes.
That's right.
Where the hell is the protection on that level?
No, there's none.
Forget about all the programs. Why aren't
right.
we protected on that level from the
right.
taxes we pay?
That's true.
See?
It's crazy and true.
It doesn't count. We don't count.
We don't count. It's like
we
a genocide in my opinion.
We don't friggin' count.
Yeah.
That's why we're in this situation. They created a separate system for us when all they had to do was put us under the taxes like the person who's violated and they call the cop because they're under the taxes, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
We don't
they
have
really
that.
Are. No,
you can't
I
call
don't.
The cop to keep you out of a nursing home, can you?
No, you can't.
There you
no,
go.
You can't.
But yet you have to pay the taxes for the cop.
Right.
You see what's happening
Terrible.
Here? And this has never been addressed in this way
uh-huh. yeah.
by the disabled community that I know of.
No, there's not anything that was stressed or anything that, you know, could help
never.
The disabled. Nothing.
Never. The only, and I was there in person in Washington, D.C. The mm-hmm. only thing they said was let the government put up more money to keep us in our own home.
That's crazy.
The money's already there.
Yeah, I know.
The agencies weren't raising any damn money.
No, they weren't.
They weren't just doing a damn thing to keep people out of nursing homes.
No, they weren't.
But not one word was said about that.
No. Especially with what they did to Milton. That really bothers me to my core, because they shouldn't have been involved with the whole thing to begin with. You know?
Well, there's the taxes again.
Yes, it is.
People who are blind are not protected the way other people are.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So, how long did it take you before you found out you weren't going to get anything from them?
Oh God, I did a whole bunch of things for them. Got my marriage license. Got everything. Right? And then I went to, open up the case and stuff. It wasn't done at all. And I was really ticked off because I had done all that extra work and they didn't even stop to help me.
Well, the last time I spoke to Joe Delgado, you went through his agency, right?
Right.
Yeah. He said he wanted to talk to you. Now, I don't know, did you talk to him?
I left messages with his secretary.
Oh, call back. Ask
yeah,
for him directly.
Yeah, I will.
He wants to ask you some things.
Oh, okay.
Call him directly.
Yeah, I will. It's crazy.
See what that's
about. I mean,
about.
Really
I have
crazy.
No idea what it's about.
Well, yeah.
But I do know that all this money is being wasted.
Oh, yeah.
On these programs.
Yes, they are.
Because they're not working.
Right.
They're not keeping people out of nursing homes.
That's right.
You know, they're not doing anything about the quality
mm-hmm.
of the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And by that I mean, well, we'll talk about it tomorrow night. But one of the things there is, where are the home health aides when people need
right.
them the most?
Right.
And when you're
I
in a nursing home, you need your aid the most. Damn right.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow night. But that's one of the biggest things that is keeping these nursing homes going.
Yeah.
That's why not one independent living center can fight to bring those home health aides into the nursing home. But Inner Sight can.
Right. It's true.
The independent living can't fight for that. They'll lose their contract. They'll lose their money.
That's right. It's crazy.
And if I'm wrong, let me be wrong. Let me see you do it.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Make me the head of that. I'll work for a couple hundred a week.
That's
pocket
nice.
Money.
Yeah.
Give me the okay. Give me the public service power through silo and put a budget up. I'll fight
right.
for that. Like you wouldn't believe it, man.
Yeah.
And I'll have one of the greatest publicists in the world helping me.
Yeah.
But they
it's
won't
crazy.
Do that. Because, boom, down they go.
Right.
See what's happening here?
Yeah, I know. It's
That's
terrible.
Why you got all these nursing homes.
Right.
Because nobody's allowed to do anything.
That's right.
You know?
Imagine if you were allowed and how much things you would save money on, you know, just by saying that you're allowed to do something. That's crazy, too, you know?
We called for every talk show on the disabled to join with us. I don't see, where the hell are they?
I don't see them either, you know?
Yeah, because you know why? I bet you I know why. They all get money from the government.
That's right.
We don't.
We don't get it either, no.
And we will not take money from the government if it ties our hands.
Right.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
We get money to keep this show alive from private people who believe in what we're doing.
That's right.
You know? And one of these days, we're going to get big money from those people. You wait
and see.
Yeah,
you wait and see, and it's going to be huge.
And then you're going to see the crap hit the fan.
Right.
We have the big money to do it.
Definitely.
All right, Inside, wait, is Louie on the line?
Hey, let me look. Not yet.
Hey, Louie, where are you?
He's going to come on when you say that, you know.
Yeah, he forgot all about us.
Yeah.
Supposed to promote the show for Friday. Where are you? All right, Inside. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and sound off or just talk, or if you're mad or glad about something. We were combining the two shows, Mad or Glad and Open Mic tonight.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, all of these programs are just set in one way. They're not flexible. They're not able to bend, and you know there's an old saying, if a tree doesn't bend, it breaks.
That's right.
Well, that's what's happening here. That's why this system is so broken.
Yeah.
Because the tree doesn't bend.
Hmm.
You know? So it's breaking.
Yeah.
And the result is people dying in nursing homes. People have to deal with unlicensed schools, with service dogs. Mm-hmm. People can't get into places with wheelchairs, and the place gets away with it, and the list goes on, because
it
the
does.
Tree does not bend.
Yeah.
And it's breaking.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's the whole thing. In a nutshell, that we have
right.
to deal with. So stick with Inside. We're gonna tell people how to fix that tree. We are telling people how to fix that tree. All right. Let's see. Open mic. Let's see. 8:52. Got a few minutes left.
Yep.
On Inner Sight, and I want to thank all our friends. I want to thank people for when we ask for prayers. You know, for people respond.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. And you know, Inner Sight is just a common sense organization. That's all it is. There's nothing spectacular about it or glamorous in that sense. But it's more of a common sense
right.
situation where the idea is that everybody should be equal.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea of Inner Sight.
Yeah.
That's what we're fighting for. That's what we want. Equality. Somebody said to me, you want perfection. I said, I don't want perfection. I want equality.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, join with us. Sign those petitions. Change.org.
Yeah.
Give me a count on numbers. How many?
Yeah.
Listeners
hold on. I want to get to it. All right, it's coming.
And then maybe look up the petitions. Got a few minutes.
Okay. Hold on.
It
was 905. Yeah,
what?
It's 905. 122,905.
Oh, good. We went past 900.
That's cool.
Oh, wow. It's almost 123,000.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make that this week.
Yeah, I know.
Nice. All right, look up the petition.
Okay, I want to see how much is on that.
Tell me how many
names
you got.
I did a lot on that. Okay, hang on. I just have to open
it. You got two petitions up there.
Yeah,
I know. Dog one and the one for the nurse.
Hold on, I got to hold the phone. The phone is falling out of my ear here. Okay, and then this.
So, let's see what we got.
Oh, come on. This is stupid. It's taking forever. I think they still have some issues because when I go to open things, it's hard. Okay.
Inner Sight, we're on 8 to 9 every weeknight Blog Talk Radio.
I
now,
can't see this.
We got one?
No, I'm just saying I can't see this. This is really straining my eyes. You'd think they would make it bigger so people could see it.
Oh, well, can't you make it bigger? Isn't there a button on the computer or something?
No, I did, and it's still not big enough, which is really a shame because I'm,
well,
you know, trying to...
call them and tell them to make that thing bigger. What's
yeah,
the big deal?
I will. No, there's no big deal. I just wanted to let you know that I'm having a little trouble.
You
got to
tell them.
Thing. Yeah, I will. Where
so
the
is that
hell?
Both petitions are not big enough?
No, it's on the Blog Talk Radio page. I can't even get to the actual, oh, God, I can't remember what that
oh,
was.
Why don't you just go to change.org and find the petition?
Yeah, I did, and yet it still is giving me trouble with my eyes.
Oh, you can't
my
see
eyes
it.
Are getting, yeah, I can't see it right now.
All right. Try to get
I'll
it made
try.
Bigger.
Yeah.
And then we'll read it tomorrow night, maybe, or Thursday.
Yeah, that'd be good. If I get it before the end of the show, I'll announce it, okay?
Yeah, if it pops up.
Yeah. I keep hitting the button.
All right,
Inner Sight, not doing nothing. Go ahead.
Let me remind everyone, if you have a loved one in the nursing home or you're trying to keep your loved one out of the nursing home and you need help, call us. Contact Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be happy to do what we can. No, there's no guarantee that we can keep the person out. No, because we don't have the money for that.
No,
the money
don't.
Is there for that, but it's not within the reach of those of us who are disabled who want to use it for that purpose.
Right.
So, but we will still do the best we can. Maybe we could raise some money for you.
That's a good idea.
You know, but you got to contact us. You got to give us permission. We got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what's going on. I'm sure that there are thousands of people in this country who are spending their savings,
mm-hmm.
their savings and whatever else to keep their loved one out of the nursing home.
It's terrible. You have to spend
We're
your own money.
Help.
Sorry, Frank. It's terrible that if you're here in the United States, you have to spend your own money and your own stuff to get some service. It's crazy. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, because you can't go to the local agency and say, hey, help me.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pay you for it. Take your percentage.
That's right.
Help me. Again, they can't do it because they're afraid. They're
under
they're contract
with
the state.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do it.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our hotline, 631-224-3090. Thank you. I want to thank all our friends, Suzanne Engineer. Be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.